Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
Well, on this first Sunday of the new year, I felt led by the Lord some time ago going into preparing for January, this new season, and I felt the Lord impressing on me to share with you and preach to you a series that I'm calling Anchored. Anchored. As we prepare to go into this new year, listen, the truth is we're going to face some challenges along the way. And the more and more challenges that we face in this world, as the culture around us continues to grow darker and we end up walking through difficult seasons, this is a very vital time that as Christians that we make sure that we are anchored in biblical truth. Because we are going to be challenged. We're going to have challenges. There's going to be an attack on the Word of God. There's going to be a push for a one-world religion as we continue to go forward. And whatever we face, we need to make sure that we are anchored in the Word of God. And those storms that we're going to encounter along the way in 2025, we need to make sure that whatever storms that we find ourselves going through, that we are anchored spiritually. Because here's what happens. And I've seen it time and time again. I've experienced it in my own life. When the storms come, and if you're not anchored spiritually, what can happen is that you can slowly begin to drift away from the Lord. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You can just slowly begin to drift away from the Lord, and we don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen for our lives, for one another. And that's why it is very vital, crucial time that we stay anchored in biblical truth. So over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about what it means to be anchored in biblical truth. Now, the scripture that is really the foundation for everything that I'm sharing with you today and going forward is found in Hebrews. You can turn there or you can just mark it and go back later, because I'm going to be in different places today. But the main focus here is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 through 20, when the writer of Hebrews says, "This hope we have," aren't you thankful we have hope this morning? "This hope that we have as an anchor," say anchor. "This hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." And there's a lot that could be said there, but what I want you to focus on in right now is knowing that the hope that we have that is an anchor for our soul is Jesus Christ. Is Jesus. He's your anchor, friend. And today, on this very first Sunday of the new year, I want us to just go into a time of talking about what it means to make sure that we are anchored in fellowship with Jesus. Anchored in fellowship with Jesus. The Bible says here, mark the scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:9, that God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I hope you realize this morning, on this 2025, this new season, I hope you realize that Jesus has a desire to have fellowship with you. He wants to have fellowship with you. He wants you to fellowship with Him. When He called His disciples, He asked them to come and be with Him. He wants us to have daily fellowship with Him. So just hear me this morning. Whatever your new plans are, whatever your new hopes and your new dreams are for 2025, above all that, make sure that you are anchored in fellowship with Jesus Christ. Anchored in fellowship with Jesus starts by knowing who he is. We know what he's able to do, but we need to know who he is. The Bible says that he is a father to the fatherless. The Bible says that he is a husband to the widow. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. How many of you are thankful for that this morning? Look, to those that are walking in the night, the Bible says that Jesus is the bright and morning star. To those that are walking in the wilderness right now, Jesus is the cloud by day and the fire by night. To those that are walking in the valley of the shadow of death, Jesus is the lily of the valley and the honey in the rock. Listen, he's the table that is prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. He's the bread of life. He's the light of the world. He's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He is the resurrection and the life. He's the brightness of God's glory. He is the King of glory. He's the rock on which I stand. He's my cup that runneth over. He's the rod and staff that comfort me. He is Christ, the anointed one. He is the Son of Man. He is the Son of the living God. He is my Savior, he's my friend, he's my Lord, and he's my King. Hallelujah. That's who Jesus is. And I hope you know who he is. Because fellowship with Jesus starts by knowing who he is. So let me just give you 33 reasons this morning. How about three reasons? To stay anchored in fellowship with Jesus. Here's three reasons why you need to stay anchored to Jesus in fellowship. The very first one is you need to stay anchored in Jesus for salvation. Stay anchored in Jesus for salvation. Let me make myself clear here. Jesus has been the answer for our salvation from the time sin entered into this world through the fall of man that we find recorded in the book of Genesis. And we need, listen to me, church, we need to be anchored in Jesus only for salvation. And whether you realize it or not, the scriptures, the Old Testament, point to Jesus as our salvation, and the New Testament reveals Jesus as our salvation. The scriptures tell us that the salvation that we have is available to us only through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, you need to know that. Because those kind of things are being challenged in the culture that we live in right now. Do you realize now in our culture that there's almost 1,000 ways they'll tell you there are 1,000 ways to get to God, 1,000 ways to get to heaven. But Jesus said this right here about himself in John 14:6. When he was talking to his followers, he said these words here. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said in John 10:9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. Scripture tells us in Luke 2:30, when I'm telling you to be anchored in Jesus for salvation. Do you remember we were just celebrating and Christmas time, and it's gone fast. But after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph, they took the child Jesus and they took him to the temple to fulfill the law that was recorded in Deuteronomy that they would dedicate their firstborn son to the Lord and they would give an offering. And when they went into the temple there, the Holy Spirit had a man there by the name of Simeon, and Simeon had been led by the Spirit of God, and God was revealing some things to him, and it told him that he was going to see the Messiah, the anointed one, before he would die. And Mary and Joseph brought Jesus, that child, into the temple, and there was Simeon, that man of God, who was a righteous man. And just think about this. The Bible says that he recognized Jesus. There could have been other children there that day that were being dedicated and offering to the Lord, and like we do at a child dedication or a baby dedication. But the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that this child there, Jesus, was the Messiah. He was the anointed one, and he took that child. Think about this. Simeon held the Son of God, and he put that child in his arms. And I thought about maybe the dedication like we do here at church. He was just looking about how precious that baby was and what a gift this child was. And I can see Simeon now holding up that child, Jesus, up to the Lord and declaring that my eyes, as he said, have seen your salvation. My eyes have seen your salvation. Those were the words that Simeon declared when he held Jesus. He says, my eyes have seen your salvation. Because Jesus is our only way to salvation. The apostles in the early church were anchored in Jesus for their salvation. Peter declared in Acts 4:12, he says, salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And I just want to say to you this morning, friend, listen, make sure in these days that we live in that you're anchored in the truth that salvation is available only through Jesus. There are not 1,000 ways. Jesus is the only way. And salvation is available only through Jesus, and salvation is available to all. Acts 2:21 says, and everyone, say everyone, who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone, as John 3:16 would say, instead of everyone, John 3:16 would say, whosoever, for God so loved the world, as we were just singing, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Salvation is available to all. Salvation is available to whosoever. You remember, even in John 3:16, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, a self-righteous religious man who came to Jesus at night seeking the Lord, and Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, you need to be born again because the salvation is through Jesus Christ. I want to remind you that salvation is available to all, even the self-righteous, even a religious person, even somebody that's walking in the dark of night, even somebody that's just seeking a little bit. Salvation is available to all. Remember in Luke 19 when Jesus was walking through Jericho, and as he was walking through Jericho, there was this little short man by the name of Zacchaeus. And the Bible says he was a rich man. And the reason why he was a rich man was because he was a corrupt tax collector. He was overcharging the Jews' taxes and putting money in his pocket, but also giving money to the Romans who were in power at that time. And he had heard about Jesus. And while Jesus was walking through Jericho, you maybe heard the story, Zacchaeus climbs up in a sycamore tree over at the Sycamore Center in Facing, North Carolina. Y'all remember that? Lord, have mercy. Some of you are like, what is he talking about? Some of you know. Zacchaeus climbed that tree, and Jesus came by, and Jesus called Zacchaeus by name. He said, come down from that tree, because this day I'm going into your house. And Zacchaeus came down from the tree, and Jesus went into his house and had an encounter with this man, this corrupt man, this wicked man. He had an encounter with him, and then Zacchaeus said, Lord, whatever I've robbed people from, I'm going to reimburse them, and I'm going to give it all back. And you know what Jesus said? He said, guess what? He said, today salvation has come to this house. Because Jesus is the anchor for our salvation. Luke 7:48, Jesus was invited in the home of a Pharisee for dinner. And while he's there, the Bible says a sinful woman came in. Most scholars believe that she was a prostitute. But whether you believe that or not, it says that she was a sinful woman. And while she was there, she fell at the feet of Jesus, and she began to weep over his feet, and she took her hair to dry his feet. She had an offering to give and an ointment that she had, and Jesus said to that woman, he said, woman, your sins are forgiven. Mark 2:5, you remember when the paralytic man was lowered down before Jesus by his friends through the roof of a home, and right there in the front of all them people, Jesus looked at that man on that mat and he says, "Son, your sins are forgiven." It tells me that salvation is for all people. It is for the self-righteous. It is for the religious man. It's for the rich man. It's for the corrupt man. It's from the wicked man. It's from the immoral person. It's for the hopeless or the helpless person. Salvation in Jesus only is for all people. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for that today? We should be rejoicing. Each one of them were anchored in the salvation that they had in Jesus Christ, and our souls should be full of hope, knowing that we're anchored in Jesus because of the work of the cross, Him crucified in our place. And I just want to say to you this morning, I feel like just a broken record at times, but I hope you're not anchored in the ways of this world. I hope you're not anchored in the things of this world for your salvation. Because the Bible says, what profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet he forfeits his soul? Some people are so anchored in the ways of this world, they're anchored in their own good works, they're anchored in the things they try to acquire in this life, but none of that will save you. What profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Jesus is the only anchor for the salvation of your soul. The salvation of your soul is not in keeping the Ten Commandments. The salvation of your soul is not in keeping up with a religious performance. Salvation of your soul is not in keeping in good works. It's not in having perfect church attendance. Salvation comes by being anchored in Jesus and Him alone. Aren't you thankful for that? I read a story recently that was actually, it was amazing testimony in so many ways, but it was the story where a group of people were being followed, their lives were being followed, and each one of these people had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And they were in the very final stages of their life, the final months of their life, and all of them, the ones they studied, the report showed that many of them, they grew angrier as they came toward the end of their life. Some of them were full of regrets, except for one. And there was an old preacher from the South. And the closer he came to the end, they noticed, the more joyful he became. And they finally asked him, how can you have so much joy and peace in the midst of everything that you're going through right now? And his response was amazing. Through a weak voice, because of the chemo, he began quoting an old hymn. And the old preacher from the South began to quote this hymn. He says, "I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground." Oh, he didn't stop there. The old preacher continued with a weak voice and says, "I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till rest I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground." You know why he could sing that song? You know why he could have that joy and peace? It's because this old preacher was anchored to Jesus for his salvation. And he knew Jesus was beyond the grave. And I ask you this morning, how about you? How about you? And what about your life? Are you anchored to Jesus for your salvation? If you're anchored to Jesus and anything else, that's a false religion. If you're anchored to Jesus and anything else, it's a false religion. Anchored only in Jesus for your salvation. God help us to be anchored. I want to just continue on here. Stay anchored in Jesus, not only for salvation, but stay anchored in Jesus to be set free. Jesus stood in a temple one day and he declared that the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, and he has sent me to proclaim freedom to the captives and recovery of sight for the blind and to release the oppressed. Jesus went on to say in John chapter 8, verse 36, he says, "So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed." You remember in Mark 5, when Jesus was on a boat and he arrived and had an encounter with this demon-possessed man who lived in a burial ground. And the man was possessed by many demons. In fact, the demons called themselves legion. It was a legion of demons. And you remember the man was cutting himself. He was chained. The Bible says that no one was strong enough to subdue him until Jesus showed up. And when Jesus showed up, we find in verse 8, he looked at that, spoke to that evil spirit in that man, and he said, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Jesus came to set the captive free. And Jesus set this man free, and no one could do it what Jesus can do. Nobody can do what Jesus can do. Nobody could subdue him. Nobody could help him. Nobody could free this man. Only Jesus could do it. And when the devil and all his demons release hell in your life, you need to make sure that you are anchored in Jesus, because he can break every chain. He can set you free. He can give you a new life. You need to anchor in Jesus, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. One touch from Jesus and you can be free indeed. I remember several years back, we had a service here on a Sunday morning. And I'm talking to you about being anchored in Jesus so you can be set free. At the end of that service, we had a young lady come forward, and her mother was with her. Her mother was on up in age. This young girl was probably maybe late 20s, maybe early 30s. And I will never forget that. I had made contact with this family. I knew they were coming to our church, and this girl just seemed like she had a spirit of heaviness on her at all times, along with her mother. And after the service that day, there was an altar call for them to come, for anybody to come forward. Well, they responded, and they came, about right here where these steps are. And this girl was so controlled by the enemy. The devil was wreaking havoc in her life in so many different ways. He had so much control over her, that so much so that at home, she would lock herself in the closets in her house and just sit in the darkness, because she was paralyzed by fear. She was paralyzed by what the enemy was doing in her mind and in her life. And she was in a very dark place. And the devil was just having his way with her. And in that service, one of the men that were here around the altar praying, he actually spoke to her and he said, "The Lord has shown me that you sit in the closets in your home in the darkness." And her mama, I remember, her mama, how did he know that? The Holy Spirit revealed it to him. And we began to pray over her and call on the name of Jesus over her. And I remember it right now. She went down to the ground and we began to pray even more and more, and just began to pray for deliverance and pray for her to be set free. And listen, you can say what you want to say about me. I don't care, but I know what I saw that day. And while she was there on the ground and we were praying over her, I saw a dark cloud come off of her and lifted off of her. And when that happened, a smile came on her face. And when that smile came on her face, you know what had happened? Jesus had set her free. Jesus had set her free. Hallelujah. Oh, I know some of you thought, "Oh, God, what are you talking about, preacher?" I'm talking about Jesus. One touch from him, and he can break every chain off of your life in one moment. And he did it for that girl. And I'm going to tell you right now, when she got up from that floor that day, she had a smile on her face, and that smile stayed on her face ever since. I've seen her, and you know what? To God be the glory. Anchor yourself in Jesus, because he will set you free. Lisa and I, somebody that we love so dearly, was hooked on heroin for years, and Jesus set him free. Jesus set him free. You know why? Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. That young girl that was here at the altar with her mother that day, you know why she's free? Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. I think about you, Johnny Kennedy. Johnny leads our Celebrate Recovery ministry here at our church and is doing a wonderful job doing that. And Johnny's testimony, I mean, you need to listen to us sometime. I mean, several years there, he was waking up every day taking 14 pills or more. I'm talking about, I can't even pronounce them. They're the kind of pills that would knock a horse down. 14 pills a day, mixing it with about 18 beers a day, day after day, day after day, day after day, year after year. And Johnny had an encounter with Jesus, and Jesus set him free. Hallelujah. For who the Son sets free is free indeed. Johnny's testimony said, all I can say right now is the devil had a grip on me and it pulled me down to the pit of hell, but God took me up out of that place and he's been walking with me ever since. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Jesus will set you free. He will set you free. And I don't care what the devil's doing. Jesus is greater. He has the power to break every chain. Listen, he can show up in one moment and with one touch, those chains can come off. I don't care what he's doing in your life, what the enemy's doing in your life, what he's doing in your family. One touch from Jesus, you can be set free. He can turn it around. Listen, you can make all the resolutions you want to make. Go at it. You can turn over a new leaf every new year, all you want to. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to be set free, one touch from Jesus. One touch from Jesus. Everything can turn around. Chains broken, lives restored, people healed. All because of Jesus. Maybe you're here this morning and you need to be set free. Anchor your life in Jesus. The one who sets the captives free. Aren't you thankful for the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ? He can set you free. Well, I'm not taking 14 pills and drinking 18 beers every day. Well, you know what? You might need to be set free from some other stronghold of bondage that the enemy has over your life. Jesus can do it, no matter what it is. Bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, prejudice, addictions in your life. I don't know what it is, but I know one that can heal you and set you free. Jesus. This last thing I want to share with you. Anchored in Jesus to be set free, and then anchored in Jesus for stability. One of my favorite verses that I hold on to is Psalm 18:2, where it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation," which that horn, it means strength of my salvation, my stronghold. That verse has held me through some storms in my life. And I can tell you right now, whatever storms that you face in 2025, you can lean on Jesus because he's your rock. You can lean on Jesus. You don't need to lean on the liquor store. You don't need to lean on another relationship. You need to lean on Jesus. He's your rock. He's stable. Like that song Carson was singing last Sunday, God bless him. When he was talking about hold, it was a hold on. I'm able to hold on. You know why you're able to hold on? Because you're holding on to Jesus. He's stable. He's your rock. He keeps me stable in life. I can hold on through it all because Jesus is my anchor. He's my rock. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in my weaknesses. When I am weak, he is strong. And I thought about it. You know, I look back over 2024, and there's been some slips along the way, some stumbles along the way, but the Lord reminded me that when my foot slips, even when I stumble, praise God, there's Jesus to pick me up. There's Jesus to hold me up. Though a righteous man falls 7 times, he gets back up again. You know why he can get back up again? Because Jesus is my rock. Hallelujah. Come on, friend. Listen. You may slip, you may stumble, but Jesus is there to keep you stable. He'll hold you up. And listen, I thought about this. Man, every slip, every stumble, and I think about what the Word says, that nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Peter and his, how he denied Christ three times. He slipped, he stumbled. Peter, thank God he didn't go off the deep end. Judas went off the deep end and he committed suicide. Peter denied Christ three times and he could have went off the deep end, but he remained stable. Why? Because Jesus was the anchor for his soul. And friend, you may slip and you may stumble, but you're not going to go off the deep end. Jesus is going to hold you up through every storm. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's the solid rock on which I stand, and everything else is sinking sand. He's helped me and he's helped you. Come on, would you listen? If he's helped you when you've slipped and stumbled, why don't you just wave over here and just let me know that I'm not the only one that has slipped and stumbled and had to be picked back up. But I'm grateful that Jesus keeps me stable. Listen, you're going to be anchored in salvation in 2025. You're going to be anchored in being set free in 2025. And you're going to be anchored in Jesus, and he's going to keep you stable through this year. Listen, you can go ahead and say to you, I am not going off the deep end. Look to your neighbor and say, I hope you don't go off the deep end. Some of y'all said it's too late. Pastor Kevin, if you guys want to come, brother, before we all go off the deep end. I just want to say this before we pray. And I'm saying this, and I'm speaking it to you, that listen, I'm going to declare today before you, and I want you to declare back to me today that, you know what? By the grace of God, I am not going down. I'm not going to turn back. I'm going to keep moving forward in fellowship with Jesus. Despite what 2025 has in front of me, I don't know what all is going to happen. But I know one thing. As a church, we need to make sure we're anchored in salvation in Jesus only. And we need to make sure we're anchored in being set free from anything that would keep us from drawing nearer to Christ and having the freedom that he wants us to experience in him. And we need to be anchored in him for stability. I'm holding on because I'm holding on to Jesus, my rock. And I declare to you today, and I want you to declare today, that I am not going off the deep end. I am not going down, and I'm not going to turn around. I'm going to keep moving forward with Jesus. Jesus keeps me stable in the storms of my life. He keeps me stable so I can keep running the race and so I can keep fighting the good fight. And I can, listen, I would never claim to be there's times I feel like God maybe gives me discernment to be able to speak some things. You might could say it's prophetic. I don't know. But I can tell you this, whether it's prophetic or not, I can assure you this, that 2025 is going to be full of troubles and triumphs. There's going to be troubles along the way, and there's going to be triumphs along the way. But regardless of what we have to walk through, no matter what, I'm not going down and I'm not going back, because I'm anchored to Jesus and he's going to keep me stable through it all. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me, please? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do right now. This first Sunday of the new year, I want to ask you to do me a favor. I don't need you to pack up your suitcase, and I don't need you to leave or anything like that. I'm getting ready to invite all of you right now, as many of you that can, and if you're able, just make your way to the altar right now. Would you please come and join me as we just pray and ask the Lord to help us to be anchored in 2025. Anchored in 2025. Just come to the altar. Come to the altar. If you can get here, make room. Just squeeze in tight. Come on, squeeze in tight. Make room. Come forward. Make room as many as possible that can get here to the altar. And if you can, I understand. Praise God. And you may just have to fill up the walkways right there where you are coming in, and that's fine too. Just as long as you've made a move toward God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to ask all of you, do me a favor, just bow your heads right now and close your eyes and let's pray. Before we pray, I want to just talk to anybody that's here. And maybe you're not anchored in salvation only through Jesus Christ. Maybe you're drifted away, or maybe you've never made a decision to follow Christ. But today you want to receive Jesus. You want to repent of your sins, and you want to receive Christ and the forgiveness that He gives us for our sins, past sins, present sins, future sins. They can all be forgiven today through Jesus Christ. And you can start this new year off with a new beginning with Jesus. Nobody looking around. And if you're here this morning and you'd like to make a commitment to Christ, whether it's for the very first time or maybe it's just a new commitment, a fresh commitment, a recommitment to Him, would you do me a favor and would you be bold enough and courageous enough just to lift your hand right there where you are and say, pray for me. God bless you. 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 God sees the hands. God sees the hands. So right there where you are, just begin to pray with me. Those that lifted your hand, just pray. Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And God, just restore the fellowship with your Son, Jesus, that I am forgiven of my sins. I repent today. I turn and I put my trust in you, Jesus. And what you did on the cross, you shed your blood so my sins could be forgiven. You were buried, and on the third day, you were raised again. And right now, God, I put my faith in you, and I thank you that you are my Savior, and you are my Lord, and you are my King. And I receive that today. I receive the gift of salvation.